Very well. That, I believe, takes us to number 14. Randy, are you going to be handling that one for us?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon, Commissioners, Mr. Chairman, Secretary Roebling, Randy Kittle, Grants Coordinator for the Division of Parks and Recreation. As soon as we get the presentation going here, just wanted to update you on the 2022 Land and Water Conservation Fund local grant cycle. These funds come to us from the National Park Service, and these funds come from royalties on leases for oil leases in the Gulf of Mexico. As you can see here, eligible applicants are cities, counties, townships, state parks, and tribal governments. The grants pay up to 50% of the approved cost of a project, and it comes in the form of a reimbursement. And the minimum grant amount is $10,000. The priority projects for this program are identified in the statewide comprehensive outdoor recreation plan, which the Park Service requires us to update every 5 years. Next slide, please. Okay, so the application cycle, we're trying to stay on a regular schedule so cities can anticipate the application that will be coming. Usually about the 1st of February, we like to open up the cycle, and the end of April is when we like to close the cycle. Then during the months of May and June, I go out and visit the application sites from across the state, and we look at everything there documentation wise and bring it in. We review them, make some funding recommendations. Next slide, please. So in front of you, you'll see there are about 15 projects here that were selected. They come from across the state. As you'll see, they're a little stronger from East River than West River. We don't get as many applications from out in the hills in the West River cities. We funded a little over $1.1 million of grant projects this year, which that gets us up to about $2.25 million for projects that will be improved in city parks across the state. As you can see from the list, there are several playgrounds on there. Pickleball courts is something that is becoming more popular in our state. We've got some new parks down by Crooks with the way that area is growing. They're developing a new park, and we'll be putting a playground out there. There are some good ball field projects, some swimming pool projects, some different picnic shelter type projects and restroom type projects. So we're serving kind of a diverse group of projects. And the unique thing about this program is that it's one of the only programs that's out there for communities to use to update their city parks. Next slide, please. So this is the list of projects that were not selected for funding this year. You know, for whatever reason, they didn't rate quite as well and were not selected for funding. Gives communities an opportunity to refine their application for next year and apply again if they're so interested. There's a lot of interest from communities across the state. We've been seeing the same situation that a lot of other programs are: supply chain issues, difficulty finding contractors. Hopefully, as we get past COVID a little bit more, hopefully we'll see a little more interest from cities and get a few more applications coming in. We continue to answer questions from cities and the planning districts across the state. We also had a booth at the Municipal League Conference for the last 2 years to try to promote this program as well as the Recreational Trails program. So that's all I've got. If anybody has any questions, I would entertain those at this time.
Thank you, Randy. Great presentation. Appreciate all the time you put into that. Anybody have any questions for Randy? Commissioner?
Randy, thank you. I was looking at kind of what made the list and what didn't. What are some things that you're looking for when a community sends in a request that helps determine if it rises to the top or falls off?
Well, a lot of it comes into the planning that the community does. You know, if they've got engineered estimates, they've got plans to work on, if they've got the local match in place. And so the city has budgeted the 50% of the project or more. You know, those are kind of things that are the big factors. The other thing, as I mentioned, the SCORP identifies the priorities. So the projects that are in those priorities will rank higher. If they have another project that maybe doesn't meet those priorities, it's not going to rate quite as well.
Other questions for Randy? Well, thank you, Randy. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for your time.